Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Dirty Camera. Eagles Radiothon Day. Coming up in a little bit, we'll tell you about some more of the amazing items you can bid on once, truly once in a lifetime. I feel like that phrase gets thrown around. This is actual once in a lifetime type stuff that is so cool. Plus, Brandon Graham going to join us in about a minute to discuss his awesome item and to preview his last season in the NFL with us. For now, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Boyertown, talk to Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, Tom.
Hey, I had to call in on a very special day today. I was supposed to go to the Phillies game with my company. We had a box, which I was very excited about. A little less excited when I saw the probable pitchers. But this 3 a.m. Plan for me, and my wife's water broke.
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on.
You're at the hospital right now?
I am at... I was at the hospital. I'm doing the thing where you run home and you pack everything.
Wow.
Because the baby's coming.
And you're calling us, Tom. How you doing, pal?
Wow.
I call my closest friends, you know, my closest, most intimate friends.
Tom, make sure you got chargers, man.
I am
chargers,
honored right now.
And thank you. Yes. Chargers, some deodorant. Just you. Well, you matter.
Yeah, make sure you're there. That's really the main key to it all. Well, this is thrilling,
Thank
Tom.
Thank you for looping us in on this, by the way. Do you know whether you're having a boy or a girl? Did you guys look into that?
Yes, we're having a girl. And it was funny because my wife this morning, you know, she's in labor and she's apologizing to me while I'm in labor. She goes, I'm sorry you missed the Phillies. And I don't know if it was her. Baby
That's amazing.
Was moving so quick, but she goes, well, you know, at least you don't have to go drive to see Taiwan Walker pitch. So,
Tom, wow. Well, I think we could say you married and are having a child with the right person.
That's
amazing. Is phenomenal stuff. That, Tom, well
congratulations on so many levels.
And thank you for calling us. And, Brandon, you're leading into Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham's going to have to follow someone who's heading to the hospital to have a baby. So no pressure on Brandon.
Is this your first child?
It is. It's my first child, and I know maybe Brandon will have some advice because I know he's a great family.
He is, the best dad. And let me tell you, as a girl dad, I know Richie's a girl dad. Like, daughters are the best thing on the planet, man.
Oh my gosh.
I am so happy for you, dude.
Feels like my daughters love me. Like,
yeah, I know.
It actually feels like they love me.
It's a beautiful thing. All right, Tommy.
Congratulations,
Tom. Man. Thank you for calling us. Go have a baby, dude, and call us back. Call us back tomorrow or Friday or whatever. Whenever you're settled, let us know how it went, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank
awesome,
you guys.
Tom.
Way to go,
thank
Tom.
You so much. That I don't think we've ever started the show off
this
with a call like that.
That's amazing.
I thought he was calling to talk Phillies. And then it's like, oh, well, not quite Phillies talk. Yeah. All right, amazing stuff. 215-592-9494 if you want to talk Phillies, or if you're having a baby. We'll take all those calls.
Dude, he's doing the run home. I got to pack the bags. It's imminent.
Let me call the human being about to be here. Let me call the morning show. Terrific. Thank you, Tom. Made our day a beautiful thing. And from that, we go to one of the great men of Philadelphia, a Philadelphia legend, entering his last season, his swan song as an Eagle, the all-time Eagles games played leader, all kinds of records for this guy because he's been here for so long and has had such an amazing career, including the most important play, maybe in the history of the city, certainly in the history of the franchise. And today, you actually have a chance to hang out with our guy, Brandon Graham. We're going to tell you all about it. BG, what up, my friend?
Good morning.
How's it feel to follow someone who was on the way to the hospital to have a baby? His wife's water broke. He's not going to the Phils game tonight because instead he's going to have a baby at the hospital, Brandon.
Man, it just reminded me of like when the first baby came out, Emerson came out and water broke. And it's like, oh, man, everything you thought about in movies, it don't happen like that.
No, you're so right, dude. You're so right.
Yeah, that's so true.
Oh, man. Because I was over here rushing like, come on, baby, come on, come on, come on. She like, no, you okay? Like, we got time.
It's always us freaking out. And the mom. Like,
so she was a lot cooler than you were, Brandon?
Oh, man, when she said her water broke and I was asleep because we woke up that morning. And, man, when she was just walking around packing bags and stuff, I'm like, what's going on? Come on, girl.
All right. Question for you, Brandon. When did you feel more pressure in the moment? When your wife's water broke for that first time with Emerson, or when you're lining up before the strip sack in Super Bowl 52? What moment did you feel the pressure more?
Man, both of them. It's crazy when that, just when they going through, seeing what your wife going through and that, and then the pressure of like just making sure that you giving her that comfort she needs and helping her through. But boy, both of them was pressure though. Both of them.
Yeah, you ain't wrong. All right, Brandon, we're going to get into the coming season with you in a couple minutes. But first, let's get into this unbelievable item that anyone has the chance to bid on and win: a Sixers suite experience with Brandon Graham. You get to go spend the game. You and 10 guests, will attend a Philadelphia 76ers game scheduled to take place at the Wells Fargo Center in the 2024-2025 season. Brandon, you're going to be going to the game. All kinds of cool stuff. Tell us about this package.
Oh, yeah, you get to hang out with me while we're watching the game. I'm sure we're going to take pictures and autographs, and they're going to have it all set up for us in the suite for the Sixers game. And, you know, just looking forward to, meeting some cool people and, donating for a great cause.
I love it, Brandon. The current bid is at $4,500. We can definitely get that up. You can bid right now at EaglesRadiothon.com to go bid on this item. And again, it's an amazing item with Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, how much more ornery is our defense this year being molded in the visage of Vic Fangio? It feels like it's
nice alliteration.
Different this year with Vic. Am I off base with that?
No. It feels good right now, man. We're in a great place as a team. We're building, and I just know that everybody is just on the same page and, just believing in the dream, for real. They don't want to go through what we went through last year, and we deserve better than that because of the type of guys we got on this team. And I know just from the training camp and how things went and how we worked, man, I'm excited for what's to come for the D.
How much confidence do you have that our pass rush can get home without sending extra defenders? That's the big worry for every Eagle fan right now.
Hey, well, we always got something going into it. I guess we're going to have to find out. I don't want to speak on it too much.
I like that. Keep it close to the vest. That's good.
We're going to go out there. Just know we're working. And when that time comes and when we get to Brazil, y'all, after that game, we're going to see what's going on.
So everyone, I had a lot of worries myself about our pass protection, our offense's pass protection last season. Mm-hmm. And now we've got a new system in place. You know, Kellen Moore, new offensive coordinator. You, as an edge rusher, you get to see that protection scheme in practice. How much better is our offense's ability to protect Jalen Hurts going to be this season?
I think it's going to be good. I mean, you got Stout, of course, you know, who's a technician, who's working these guys every day. And, you know, when we went to, the Patriots, you know, they threw every different, like, look that they can see, you know, because the Patriots, you know, they got all them different looks up front. And, you know, I thought they kind of did well. And just to go into it not knowing exactly what it is that it was unscripted. So it was not like, you know, we knew what was coming. So just seeing that on film and knowing the communication is key in this game, I'm liking what I'm seeing from the offense, man. And you should too. You know, you should be excited for what's to come.
Brandon, you talked about communication there. You know, you've been through many training camps at this point, many different, you know, variations of coaching staffs and all that stuff. The two new coordinator thing, having two new coordinators, how much of a challenge is that from a communication perspective, from a game day perspective, or is it just that Kellen and Vic are so experienced and you guys kind of have a thing already and kind of come in and hit the ground running?
Well, you know what? It was an excitement at first. You know, when you first get into it, you're like, man, oh, Kellen, oh, man, you got Vic. And then when it's time to get to work, you know, you see as a team how we process information, how much information can we handle each day. Because we still, you know, Vic put a lot on you, you know, during this training camp, just because you know during the season everything's going to be condensed. So he just tried to see this year how much we could, you know, process information and take the information and go to the field. And I know that for me, man, I was excited because, you know, you just seen a lot of guys, you know, not making too many mental errors. And, you know, usually in that first year, you're learning a lot. And, of course, we learned a lot, but I felt like that wasn't the case with us. It was just more about making sure that we got our – like we putting the effort in and making sure that we on hard days, we got it. I mean, we have that that energy that you need to go to practice because you know how important practice is. Practice is the number one thing that, you know, that's the reason why – you know, I feel like we get paid to practice because once they know and trust you out there, then the game is easy. So I can't wait to see how we all are when the bullets start flying all together. But I think that it was a great excitement coming in, and I still think everybody's still believing in what everybody's doing. So we're going to see how it goes.
Brandon, I got one more question from me. What was the biggest adjustment for you this season with the new system, with Vic Fangio's new defense? What's the biggest thing that you're working on bringing to your game this year?
The technique of, you know, certain things that I was used to with what we've been doing the last probably 4 years since Coach came, Coach Sirianni came. But, you know, Vic got his certain ways on how he want to, you know, how he wants certain stuff done as far as, like, you know, like different ways we handle the crack toss, different ways we handle different run plays that we used to doing, but now we had to learn a new technique, which is cool because it's nothing that we never did, but it's just more of getting back into the technique. And so I think we've done a great job doing exactly what he wanted us to do on top of us being able to play fast. And I can't wait to see them guys in the middle, Jordan and Jalen, because they've been working their butt off every day. And, you know, that's the big thing. Like I tell them, we go as they go, and they the future. So I tell them, boys, they should be commanding at least both close to $100 million a person. Both of them, you know, because of how dominant they should be in the middle. So I'm excited for them guys because they got a lot of pressure on them, but it's no pressure because it's a game that they love, and I know they've been putting the work in.
Well, and I know they are super grateful to have you around, Brandon. I am 100% sure of that. And you can hang with Brandon Graham at a Sixers game, a sweet experience. You and 10 guests. Wow. Parking passes included, and food and non-alcoholic drinks included. And you get to hang with Brandon. He mentioned it. Autographs. You got a panel football autographed by Brandon. You get to hang with Brandon, take pictures of Brandon, and just, you know, hang with an awesome human. Like, what a good time that is. Brandon, thanks for taking the time. Thanks for continually doing stuff like this for the city, for the fans. And we can't wait to talk to you all season long. We're really excited, Brandon. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thank y'all. Appreciate you. Baby, it's on.
It's on.
Thanks, BG.
And for our first caller, Tom, baby, it's on has a completely different connotation because baby, it's really on. The baby is on. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to come back to the phones in a sec, but first, let's give you a chance today to win an awesome prize as, again, we're getting back to the phones in just one second as I... forgot to print out the prize. A little inside baseball here as I pull it up here. All right, our prize today, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Killers at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on September 7th. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. A happy birthday goes out to Daniel Stern. Daniel Stern, a real movie star for a moment there, you know, Home Alone, the whole thing. And then I have not heard much from Daniel Stern in recent years. But Daniel Stern in Celtic Pride, of course. Not a great movie, but a movie that has Celtic in the title. What we're looking for today is we want the best title, whether it's a movie, a book, a TV show, the best example of that, that has a team name in the title. Now, we're only talking about the four major sports in America, NBA, NHL, MLB, NFL. One of those team names, the mascots of those teams in a title like Celtic Pride. John Ritchie, give me an example.
Geez, I had a really good one, and now I...
You did. It started Harrison Ford, if you want me to help you
Raiders
out there.
Of the Lost Ark is the one, Jimmy.
There
Raiders
you go.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. My goodness.
It's a great
was that
answer,
age...
Too.
Was that, I used to hit my face on people.
No, that was, it is 6 a.m.
Yeah, that's, you
Holy
always,
cow.
You always forget this high
Jimmy,
job. That's
well,
like up your alley. Yes.
Okay, that's very inside baseball. I truly do not remember
it's
what the topic
you have very
is.
Specific things that for some reason don't stick.
You're right.
Which
not
is
at all.
Kind of like Joe DiCamera.
Which I make fun of Joe for all the time. Yeah, I am also guilty. But yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Haymaker answer. Devin Caney, your answer for a team name and a title.
So I also, I mean, you guys know heading into last break, I was like, wait, what's the side topic again? I'm going to go with Raging Bull. Does that count?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's not the same.
Well, yeah, Bull. Bull
okay.
counts because wow. I said Celtic Pride. It's not Celtics Pride.
True.
That's fine.
Okay.
It doesn't
there
have to have the S on the end. It just has to be the name. That will
See,
count.
James, this is why I like when you host because I feel like if Joe DiCamera was
here,
I'm
not as much of a stickler
me.
About such yeah. things.
Oh,
yes.
For sure.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's Joe. Joe Wechter behind the glass today. What's an answer for
I'm going to go with the song. I'm going to go with C. Miller Band's.
Fly like an eagle. Nice. It's good. So we don't have to vote against the eagle thing.
Exactly.
Today. That's good. I'll go with Yankee Doodle Dandy. Classic.
Ooh, that's
I'm
good.
Yankee Doodle Dandy. Back in the day. All right. 215-592-9494. Your chance to win the Killers tickets. An awesome prize today. In addition to your call, talking Phil's Eagles, give us the best example of a team name and a title. Let's go to Tabernacle and talk to our pal Patrick. Hey, buddy.
Hey, morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing great, Patrick.
Hey, John Ritchie, dude. I got a chance to go up fishing on the Susquehanna River, I guess, in your old stomping ground.
No way. Were you near TMI?
Were you near Island? Too much information?
3 Mile Island.
Okay, good. I thought near too much information.
I'm glad that we had the same thought process there.
Yeah.
No, we were over Clemson's Island. Was it Halifax?
Oh, okay.
Halifax, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, I love Halifax.
Smallmouth, man. Yeah, great fishing out there. But anyhow...
thank you. You know, I agree. Yeah. And it's amazing. You can walk
you
the whole way across the river. Like at this time of year, it really is idyllic. Yeah. Like if you fall out of your boat, hey, no biggie.
Right there.
Just stand up.
I just like that you thanked him for bringing it up.
I feel a connection to that river right there, Patrick.
It's good.
And, I mean, I feel a weird connection to TMI. That thing melted down in 1979.
Uh-huh.
We fled
yeah,
the area.
Yeah, I can imagine. No I was there once, and it was, it's, you know, you're 3 Mile Island. You're like, wow,
yes.
Look at that. That's 3 Mile Island. And you feel it. Yeah.
Well, anyway, the catfish around 3 Mile Island, Patrick, get really big. I don't know why.
Yeah.
They get really big.
I think we're talking about the Simpsons here. Do they have six eyes? hey, Patrick, what you got on the Phils, brother?
Listen, the Phils, man. Like I'm very. Listen, when you're hitting Verlander, you know, any time of the year, it's always special. You know, that's just added. You know, but, you know, the guys are coming around. They're coming around. I'm not, like, pushing the chips back all in, but, man, I like a lot of things that I'm seeing. You know, and now's the time to start gelling. Like, let's put what happened in the rearview mirror, and let's just keep, you know, let's just keep playing good baseball. You know, catch the ball, hit the ball.
Yeah, the fundamentals, run. Right? It is so funny how
Brandon Marsh was getting
Marsh was looking better. How
again.
Funny is it, though? We, like, 2 months into the season, we're, like, on pace for 116 wins. This could be one of the great teams of all time. And now we're heading into September, and we're saying, could you just hit and field? That'd be sweet.
Yeah. Yep.
Our expectations have changed a bit. Things.
And you know, the last thing, you know what, Harper, you know, last time I called in, like, I'm getting on Harper because I don't like what I'm seeing. You know, but John Rich, you talked about it. He's, you know, he...
It's picking up.
You know, eyes and attitude, you know, come through. You know what I mean? And and it's just, again, it's just really good to see him just kind of be Bryce Harper again.
It's a relief.
You know what I mean?
It's a relief that he seems to be more aware that the way he acts, the way he
matters,
you know, comports himself. It really does affect those around him, you know, and I don't know. I don't know why he's so miffed. You know, like it seems like there's something that he's
pushing through. I think it's because he desperately wants to win, and he knows that he has a real chance with this group to win a title. And we know that I honestly think with him, I think there are certain athletes, it consumes him. I think that it is everything
and
to him. And I think
it's impossible to be even keeled and even minded about this when he's frustrated
when
with
he's going
his
through
own
it.
Physical. Like, there's something maybe bothering him a little bit that's preventing him from playing quite the way he wants to play. I don't know exactly what it is. Doesn't matter. But you need to figure out a way to not broadcast that to the rest of your team because it's bringing them down too. I think he's getting better.
I don't ever remember a team where the star player had such an impact on the team's mentality as this one. Like, I understand if the star's struggling, like, I get it. That always hurts a team. But in terms of when he's just down or mopey or whatever, how it just permeates throughout the rest of the team, I really don't remember that. It's fascinating. Patrick, you got an answer for us? A team name and a title?
I do. How about Benny and the Jets?
Oh, that's a great answer. Benny and the Jets. Strong stuff right there. Yeah, we're off to a good start there with Patrick. I like that.
I like this side.
It's a good
lot.
One. Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun idea. I'm intrigued to see where it goes. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Arm & Chevrolet. Thinking about making the switch to an electric vehicle? Think Arm & Chevrolet. Arm & has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV together. Let's drive. I think the question today, we all know what it's going to be. Are the Phillies back? A, yes, B, no. I'm very intrigued to see where it goes because I am not there yet. I am excited with how they're playing. But I still have the last, you know, certainly last few weeks and the last couple months in the back of my mind with the way this team has been inconsistent. And I just need to see them do a better job consistently for a little bit longer to feel like they're back to where they were before. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to our buddy Dan in Philly. What up, Dan?
Yo, where's Joe?
It's a great question.
No one ever knows.
No idea.
It's a great mystery.
No idea. None. Zero.
You want to take a guess, Dan?
Do you know? Is this like insider probably, information call?
Are you at his house?
No, he's probably throwing pebbles at his cousin's window.
Bang! Dan, I want to say your commitment to the bit here is
unrequited,
unparalleled.
Cousin.
I mean, Dan will find a way to basically make anything about the cousin thing, and I really appreciate it. I just want you to know that.
It does not get old for me, Dan.
Ever.
I know, just based on Joe's face reaction, that it might get old for him, which is why we encourage it. Just keep it up. Keep it up.
The funny thing is, I didn't say anything for a couple months, and I called in the one morning, and he referenced his own cousin before me, and I wasn't even going to do it. So.
I hate my own face right now.
Me too.
But hey, listen, with the Phillies, if you really think about it, like, collectively, it's all coming together. James, I'm with you. Like, I'm there, but I'm not there. But, like, they're starting to steal the bases. Castellanos is starting to become hot. Harper's starting to show that leadership again, and it's playing nasty first base right now. So, like, collectively, this is what you wanted, and I feel like it wasn't there for a while. Even though they were playing really well in the beginning of the season, they were still, like, missing some of the pieces that you thought the whole team could beat constantly. And I feel like I'm starting to see the puzzle being all put together right now. And I think it's a great time for it to happen.
Look, now is the time for it to happen. I agree with you. Look, September's this weekend. We're already at September. Man. Now is the time for them to turn on. And look, I think last night, I think Aaron Nola going out and throwing 7 shutout last night against that Astros team, like, that was big. I felt that last night. And we all know the thing that made this team super special to start the season was the 4 guys in the rotation who we can count on. And having that 4 guys that good that you can count on to that level. Nola last night, Rangers last start. Dan, to your point, I'm not there yet, but
that's so
those are the things that are starting to get it going for me. And Dan, if they go in September, if this rolls into September, it could actually be perfect. You're right. Dan, you got an answer for us? A team name and a title?
About the Star Wars.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wait, yeah,
what?
The Dallas Stars.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Some of these are tricky. Like, that took me a second.
Yeah, it's going to be good. We're going to have some haymaker answers at the end of the show today.
That stumped me for a second. I was sitting here, like, really.
Well, at first, I thought Cowboys. I'm like, no, that's like, because everyone talks about the star. Right.
I was
thinking
Cowboys. Like,
the Dallas
Stars. That doesn't work. Yeah. Oh, man.
There we go.
That's
all
a
right.
Really good answer.
Good stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. AMA at 720. Today, ask me anything. Get your questions in now. Twitter, the text line, Facebook. We will answer those questions coming up at 7:20 plus. Coming up next, we're going to tell you about some of the amazing items that you can win. Bid on to win with the EaglesRadiothon.com. We've told you about the Super Bowl experience. We'll dive into the specifics of that. Plus, how you can win. Spend a day with Jalen Hurts and a lot more. Your Phillies calls. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with the YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel any time. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to download America's number one sportsbook. And you can bet NFL futures, props, and parlays. It's that special time of year. Take a look outside. It's fall, football, and FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. So this time of year, football feels so right with FanDuel.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
1.
Let's get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.